الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers and sisters who may be listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who out of His infinite grace and bounty blessed us to witness another Ramadan. There are many who were with us last year during the month of Ramadan, and they fasted and they prayed with us and they made Taraweeh with us, but they were not given the opportunity to live until this year. And the fact of the matter is that there would be many from amongst us also who would not be given the opportunity to live until the next Ramadan. So for us, for many of us, this might be the last Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when it came to salah, a person asked him for some advice. Many times the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would be very, very precise, not long and detailed advice, very specific, succinct. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this person came to him and asked for advice. So he said to him, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعِينَ. When you perform your salah, then let it be as though it is the salah of the person who is bidding farewell, who is saying, Salaamu Alaikum. Farewell to what? To this world. In other words, let it be as though it is going to be your last and final salah. And therefore, we should use this also and extend it, and consider, each one of us should consider it to be the last Ramadan, because we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless us with another Ramadan. No matter how young, fit and healthy a person may be, he doesn't know whether he's going to get another Ramadan. Kai baar humne dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha mubayyaz kafan tha. Kai baar humne dekha ke jinka مشین بدن تھا مبیز کفن تھا جو قبر کوہن ان کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا. How many times haven't we seen that many people who were young, fit and healthy, they had nothing wrong with them, jogging and cycling and skipping and hopping and doing all of those things, but when they came home at night, then it was in a kafan that they came home. Doesn't it happen? It happens all the time. And after a few days, he says that if you have to open the qabr, to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. Neither a limb of the body is left, nor a thread of the kafan is left. And that is life, that is the reality. And therefore, these lessons that are there for us to take when we carry a janazah, When we see the month of Ramadan whizzing by like it is, then it should draw us to the reality that our life is also whizzing by. It's melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. Ho rahi hai umar, misle baraf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Our life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. Little by little, when a moment passes by, it is like a part of us is gone. Because the Arabic poet says that you are made up of you are made up of time. When time passes by, when a second passes by, it's as though a part of you has cut off and gone. That is what it is. And therefore, we have to be extremely grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for blessing us with this month of Ramadan, in which the floodgates of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy are flung open and the rains of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy are pouring upon us. Wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmate khuda bahana mi joyad. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just looking for some sort of excuse that it might attach itself to a person. And therefore we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging of Him, making resolutions during this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said with regards to the month of Ramadan, that the person who fasts the month of Ramadan, imanu wa ihtisaba, in the state of iman, iman is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He believes in the prophets, in the angels, in the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. He believes in Jannat and Jahannam, in the hereafter. He believes in all of these things, then he has iman. And he fasts in the state of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, then and hope for reward. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. All of his sins are going to be forgiven. And a person who does the same thing with his taraweeh, he performs taraweeh in the month of Ramadan, imana wa ihtisaba, with iman and hope of Allah's mercy, all his sins are forgiven. And the person who stays up on Laylatul Qadr, which is around the corner from us, then iman and ihtisab, with iman and with hope of mercy, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All of his sins, whatever those sins might have been, whatever the sins, no sin is too big for it to be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sin is too big for it to be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained in one hadith al-Qudsi, that, and a hadith al-Qudsi that is that hadith, هو الحديث الذي يبينه النبي بلفظه وينسبه إلى ربه. It is that hadith which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam articulates in his words, and he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these are the words of Allah. So it is the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and in that he said, Yabna Adam, Yabna Adam, O mankind, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. If you sin and you sin and you sin and you continue sinning and your sins reach the heavens, so much of sins, you fill up the space between the earth and the heavens with your sins. ثم استغفرتني, and then you say, أستغفر الله, once from the deep recesses of your heart with no intention of returning to those sins again. غفرت لك ولا أبالي, I will wipe off every one of those sins, and it will not matter to me that you were disobedient for 50, 60, 70 years of your life. It will not matter to me. Can you see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it is looking for an opportunity to attach itself to someone? But we must be there to take. We must be there to take from and draw from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have been discussing from the beginning of the month of Ramadan some of the things that we ought to be doing during the month and setting goals and objectives for us for after the month of Ramadan. Because this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is a time to connect. It is a time to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time to enhance our spirituality, to become better Muslims, to become better, because ultimately that is our objective and purpose in life. The objective of the month of Ramadan is very much what the objective of our life is. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif, that this month of Ramadan and fasting that has been given to you is for you to attain taqwa, Allah consciousness, spirituality, get closer to me. That's what it's here for. That's what this month of Ramadan is for. And our objective in life also is very much the same. And therefore I thought that we should set ourselves some objectives during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are fasting and we are making our Taraweeh. But beyond that, there should be the recitation of the Holy Quran. Recitation of the Holy Quran. The ulama write that the Quran has got many rights upon us. And one of the rights of the Holy Quran are that we should recite at least two recitals, complete recitals of the Holy Quran during the year. One during the month of Ramadan and at least one other recital during the 11 months of the year. Many people are negligent in this regard. In fact, if you have to analyze, then the vast majority, and every person can look into his own heart and check, the vast majority of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not even able to recite the Holy Quran correctly. The vast majority of the ummah, those who are 30 and 40 years of age, in whose hands the running of the world is. So they are able to do a lot of things, but when it comes to the recital of the Holy Quran, then we aren't able to recite it correctly, with tajweed, with the right pronunciations. I'm not even talking about reciting with understanding, just the right method of recital. Just the correct method of recital, and that is an objective that we need to set ourselves in this month of Ramadan. That we want to learn, and there is no limit, brothers, to what we can achieve. Absolutely nothing, no limit. Old people of 60 and 70, if they can learn how to use WhatsApp and Facebook and all social media and our devices enough, then we can learn surely how to recite the Holy Quran. But it's all about resolve, determination. It's all about saying that this is something that we want to achieve. There's no limit. There's a lady who lives in one of the localities in Durban, not far, maybe about 10 minutes from here. She has, a few years ago, at advanced, post 60 years of age, she was able to complete the hifz of the Holy Quran. Post 60! So it's something that is possible. But provided we resolve. I'm not even saying, talking about hifz yet. I'm talking that at least we should be able to read the Holy Quran fluently. At least we should be able to do that. Then there are many who make us believe and say that if you don't understand, what is the point of reciting? So this is also a fallacy. It's a misconception. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, just recital is a separate act of ibadat, even without understanding. And the proof of that is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one hadith that for every letter of the Quran that you recite, you will get 10 rewards. And then he said, وَلَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ حَرْفٌ بَلْ أَلِفٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفٌ. But I do not say, he said, I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. In fact, Alif is a letter and Lam is a letter and Mim is a letter. And when you recite Alif Lam Mim, you get 30 rewards, even though There is no one on the face of the earth who knows the meaning of Alif Lam Mim. Huruful Muqatta'at, Allahu A'lamu bi Muradihi. They are letters of the alphabet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they mean. So it goes to show that even without understanding the Quran, there is reward, and it is one of the objectives of the Sharia that the ummah around the world must recite this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, that does not mean, and that brings me to the next objective that we need to set ourselves, and that is that we need to understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif as well. We need to take our time and understand that what is it in this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. What is it? So much is mentioned, so much we stand and hear the Taraweeh, see the Quran in our Taraweeh. We need to understand. There must be thirst, there must be yearning, there must be motivation to wanting to understand what is it that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us in this Quran Sharif. And a true lover never sits with ease until he understands what the beloved has written in the letter. Don't we see that? If one person is, I hate to give the example, but if he has an illicit beloved in China or from Saudi Arabia, and she sends him a letter in Arabic or in Chinese, if he is a true lover, will he just say that, hey, you know what, she knows I don't know the Chinese, or she knows I don't know Arabic, and put it one side? He will not rest in peace until he understands every letter, and not only every letter, every full stop, every waqf, every different angle, how you can look at this particular sentence. He won't rest in peace until he understands that. So like that, we should be those lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and resolve that from this Ramadan onwards, we want to find out what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this Quran Sharif. What is it? It is the month of the Quran. The month of the Quran. We should take an authentic translation of the Holy Quran, meanings of the Noble Quran. We have so much time to forward unauthenticated messages, so much time to mudsling each other, so much time to glue. Sometimes I wonder, when you go sometimes to the restaurant and you see people reading the menus, I just feel sometimes that if only we read the Quran Sharif with half of that attention, we would be far better individuals. How much of time? This month is for this. It's not to pat ourselves on our back and say that, you know what, yeah, we fasted. Yeah, we made our Taraweeh. It's to introspect, to look within our hearts and see how far behind we are and how much more we still have to tread in this path of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the path of love, our objective is to just make the effort. Results are not in our hands. Results are not in our hands. It is just to make an effort. My Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, he says in a very beautiful verse of poetry, he says, قدم ہو راہ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوث کیسی قدم ہو راہ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوث کیسی یہاں تو عین منزل ہے تھکن سے چور ہو جانا یہاں تو عین منزل ہے تھکن سے چور ہو جانا. When our foot is in the path of love, we are treading the path of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a lover ever long to reach his destination? Here, the destination is to just tire yourself, to make yourself tired, to make the effort. The results are not in your hands. You do what is expected of you, And the results are then in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fact of the matter is that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all kind, all merciful, who has asked us to seek for Him and to seek from Him, He has promised us that if we fulfill the objective of the month of Ramadan, which is taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make life also pleasant. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your sustenance easy for you. He'll take out ways from your difficulties. فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a very pleasant life. Life will be enjoyable, it will be happy, it will be pleasant, it will be good. It won't be Jahannam on earth. And if we don't fulfill these objectives, then for each, and don't we learn in maths, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction? Don't we learn those things? These examples are not only for physics and science and maths. They can be applied in different parts of life also. And if we don't fulfill the objective of the month of Ramadan, which is taqwa, and we turn away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His obedience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then the person is going to get a very constrained life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. The earth will be constrained upon them despite its vastness. There'll be anxiety, worry, problems, difficulty, tension all the time. So, dear brothers and sisters who may be listening, our objective is taqwa, and these opportunities come our way. Let us make a firm resolve from now onwards that we are going to be obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are not going, sometimes we do a lot of acts of obedience, but those acts of obedience are mixed with acts of disobedience. It dilutes everything. Everything is lost. So we might be praying and we might be going for hajj and we might be doing umrahs, but we don't look after our eyes. We don't look after our hearts. We don't look after our tongues. We are not careful about how we engage in earning our livelihood. Khata hai wo zeher bhi, muqawwi ghiza ke saath, aadi hai jo gunah ka, zikr khuda ke saath. The person who commits sins together with doing ibadat, he is like a person who is, together with eating wholesome food, he also has a bout of poison every now and again. Can such a person ever become healthy? He can't. He can't become healthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make this Ramadan a turning point in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties, the calamities, the pain, the suffering, the hardship that many of the ummah around the world are suffering from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to assist them in any way, to pray for them. Our hearts go out to them, that when rain is raining upon our heads, there are bombs that are raining upon the heads of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many different parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and guide us to witness and to experience Laylatul Qadr, which is coming. May He accept the fast of everyone. May He accept the Taraweeh of everyone. All our little actions, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. Insignificant, feeble, weak actions that we have, but it is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts them. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.